Peacock original logo appears. Title, Lady Killer. On stage, Jenna Friedman picks up a mic and moves its stand aside.
Hi. Thank you.
She waves.
Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you for being vaccinated. I know there's a lot of misinformation around the vaccines. When I first heard the vaccines might cause infertility, I was like, yes.
She pumps her fist and nods.
But apparently, they don't.
She touches her swollen belly.
I have nothing to do with it. I just laid there. I am 27 weeks pregnant. And I think I'm going to keep it. I've never wanted to be a mom, but I've always wanted to be a prop comic. Are there any moms in the audience? Woo! 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 You should be home with your kids. I'm not thinking that. Everyone else is. I love moms. A friend of mine just had a kid, and she's so sad about it. She said, Jenna, I think I have postpartum depression. And I told her, no, you're just right.
She smiles.
You're just picking up what America's throwing down. America hates moms. America hates moms.
She makes a prompting hand gesture.
America hates moms. Thank you, one dad. No, you can tell that America hates moms by our language. We have words like son of a bitch and motherfucker. Motherfucker, ew, gross. Ew, he fucks moms? Blah. Motherfucker, isn't that just a dad?
She tucks her hair behind her ear.
You can tell by our laws. We are the only developed nation without paid leave. The best way to get the government to pay for your time off as a new mom is to become a cop and shoot someone.
She flashes her palm.
Relax, you guys, okay? My brother's a cop.
She nods.
For the purposes of that joke. I don't have a brother. But I have a couple more cop jokes in the show, and I want you to enjoy them. I don't have a lot of mom jokes because no one wants to hear them. No one gives a shit about mom jokes. They're like the moms of jokes. My mom tried to follow me on Instagram recently, and I blocked her immediately. It felt like that moment in Jurassic Park where they learn how to unlock doors.
She makes tiny arm gestures.
She couldn't be here tonight because my comedy's not for everyone. I love my mom. We get along great. When I first came out as a comedian, she treated the news like there had been a death in the family. She said, I'd rather you be gay, because at least that's something you can't control.
She grimaces.
But she came around, and she would show her support by sending me articles she had read about other comedians who had killed themselves. I am not making that up. She's the funny one. It seems pretty easy to be a dad, next to, like, influencer in terms of the skill set it requires of you. A friend of mine had a solo show a little while ago about being a new dad. It went to Broadway, and it was so good because he had time to write it.
She appears shocked, then points at the audience.
You guys should feel lucky to see me live, because once this thing pops out, I'm never gonna have time to do stand-up comedy again.
She looks down.
My husband and I got married during the pandemic. I'm still not used to the word husband. I prefer ex-boyfriend. It's just cleaner, you know? It's more relatable. And sorry, New York, New Yorkers, I forgot. A boyfriend is, how do I describe it? You don't have them here. You're cool. You don't pair bond. That's for us normies in L.A. A boyfriend is, it's kind of like a podcast that you can fuck. Sometimes hit or miss, but always there to lull you to sleep. My husband is a musician, so if there's anyone in here under 25, a musician is kind of like a DJ.
She nods.
And he's a keeper. And I know he's a keeper because he was married before, and his ex-wife is...
She feigns emotion.
Still alive. Oh, how cute. How old school. What a mensch. So romantic. So ladies, if you're looking for love and you're dating a guy and his ex is still breathing, hold on to that. We don't have a word for it in the English language. It's the opposite of lady killer.
She presses her lips together and turns a palm up.
Why is lady killer a term in our language? Why is lady killer a positive attribute that we bestow upon impressionable young boys? Oh my God, look at little Henry. Oh my God, Henry's gonna be such a lady killer when he grows up. Oh, coochie, coochie, coo, he's gonna be such a lady killer. A lady killer. Cut to 30 years from now and Henry's like, my mommy used to call me a lady killer as he's wearing her skin. Fuck lady killer.
She pinches the bridge of her nose.
Ugh, who came up with lady killer? A lady killer. I dated a lot of clowns before I met my husband. Okay, I dated one clown. Before I met my husband, I dated one clown, two mimes. I dated a blue man.
She nods.
I dated all around the zodiac. I dated a tech guy. I thought he was awkward because he worked in tech, but it was actually because he was married. The two read the same. In his defense, he was in a polyamorous relationship. His wife wasn't.
She rolls her shoulders.
I want to make fun of polyamory because it's stupid. But I can't. Because every time I try, I always get heckled by polyamorous couples, which is worse than getting heckled by a regular couple because there are so many of them.
She bobs her head to the side.
I had a hard time dating. I know that's like, oh my God, what a novel thing to say with a microphone as a woman on stage. No, but I did. I had a hard time dating. I even went to a therapist about it at one point. And she said, Jenna, it's not you. It's the men in New York City. And I said, Deborah, can you say that again while I'm recording? And now it's my ringtone. Then she said, but if you want my advice, which is why I assume you're here... And I said, I'm here because you're affordable, and I can't trust my friends. But I'll take it, Deborah. I'll take your advice. And she said, you know, you can work on doing a better job at making men feel safe. I laughed, too. I was like, what? Men feel safe? What? Why do men need to feel safe? Can't you guys just hire a bodyguard with all the money you're making? But apparently, men are very sensitive, and they need to feel safe. And so I took Deborah's advice. And for the next guy that I was dating, I worked really hard to make him feel safe. I didn't talk about him on stage.
She looks at her wedding ring.
Until we got married.
She shimmies, then shows off her ring.
I didn't talk about him on stage. And he held up his end of the bargain by not murdering me. We're happy. And people ask us, friends will ask, what's your secret? You guys are so happy, what's your secret? And I tell them, find someone who looks at you the way a white cop looks at a white mass shooter. Like a doting chauffeur. Where do you want to go next, Dylan? Burger King?
She turns a palm up.
Two cop jokes down, one to go. My husband and I met after the 2016 election. What do you call it? That wasn't election. I don't know. Whatever. We met after the 2016 election. I was like, we're slipping into the Handmaid's Tale. I'm going to need a man to help me access my bank account once they freeze it. I realize that sounds neurotic. I am neurotic. Also Jewish. Same thing. It's just inherited trauma from over 5,000 years of being chased. I'm sure there was a time when Jewish people weren't neurotic, but they didn't get out of Berlin.
She squints, then pouts.
Aw. Aw, is that too soon, you guys? Wait three years. Think about it. 1932 Berlin. That person being like, Hitler, he's an artist.
She pantomimes, smoking a joint.
He's not going to hurt a fly. That's not in my genes. That's not in my DNA. I am not chill. I'm so not chill that a couple months ago, I let my husband come inside me when I was ovulating because he smokes a lot of pot and I thought the pandemic would last longer. And before I launch into this bit, I just want to tell you I'm uncomfortable talking about sex on stage because I have this theory that female comedians of my generation, when we were coming up in comedy in the early aughts, we were encouraged to talk about our sex lives on stage because it was like the only way we could get men in the audience to listen. So as I got older, I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to talk about sex on stage. I'm going to talk about politics instead. And long story short, that's why nobody knows me.
She feigns laughter and claps. She nods.
But, you know, I realize that sex sells, and I've got a kid on the way. So back to my husband coming inside me. But seriously, back to my husband coming inside me.
She dances around, then flips her hair back.
I let my husband come inside me when I was ovulating. And immediately after I freaked out, I got like breeder's remorse. I don't know what you call it. But I ran to the bathroom and I was like,
She pantomimes, emptying her vagina.
Should I make eye contact with you? Sorry, that was uncalled for. That was uncalled for, I'm sorry. I scooped it out. I was like, And it worked that month. It worked. The scoop out method worked. And I'm not saying that you guys should use the scoop out method as contraception if you're under 38 or live in a red state. But for me, that month, it worked. And it got me thinking that maybe even people trying to conceive should do it via the scoop out method, just because of what the next generation is going to have to endure with climate change, rising extremism, potential nuclear war. You want to make that environment inhospitable right from the moment of conception. I don't even know if I want a kid as much as I want a survivor. Someone who's gonna rescue mommy when she's trapped in the flooding nursing home. I picture James Franco in the movie 127 Hours. But he's like the little sperm trying to make his way to the egg while his friends are being clawed away by my fingers. He's sawing off his arm, being like, I'm going to make it. I haven't seen that movie.
She grimaces.
Is that what it's about?
She shrugs.
Either way, I would cast James Franco to play Seaman yesterday. He just has that, you know, that sticky charisma.
She nods.
Before I got knocked up, I always thought pregnancy was gross. And I was right. Fucking creepy and gross. A friend of mine sent me a photo of her baby bump. And I wrote back, I'd rather see a stranger's dick pic. I think I upset her. Maybe it wasn't the most sensitive thing to write. Or maybe she's just hormonal and crazy because she's pregnant. Maybe it wasn't the most kind thing to write, but whatever. I don't know how to dress as a pregnant person. I went into a maternity store the other day, and they had boyfriend jeans. And I was like, boyfriend jeans? When does it end? Like, also, like, why do women need to, like, feel like, oh, like, you fit into your boyfriend's jeans. Like, you're sexy because you're tiny. It's like, no. No 8-month pregnant woman is fitting into her boyfriend's jeans. And also, like, boyfriend jeans? He got her pregnant 8 months ago, and he didn't even propose. More like asshole jeans, am I right, ladies?
She gapes.
Donor jeans, whatever. You know, I don't want to... Maybe donor jeans, sperm donor jeans, I don't know. But, like, stop it with the boyfriend jeans. Guys, do you get that shit? Do you get sold girlfriend jeans? No? And, like, if you did, what would they look like? Just jeans with a period stain in the crotch?
She turns a palm up. She flips her hair back.
I knew I wanted to keep it when I was in New York and I walked by Planned Parenthood. And my first thought was, maybe next time, sister.
She nods.
Because that's who gets abortions. People who already have kids. According to the Guttmacher Institute, least funny line to say on stage. Over 60% of people who have abortions already have kids. Why? Because they get it. Fool me once, I'm a mom.
She smiles ruefully. She holds her belly.
I didn't mean to talk about abortion this late in the show. I should have opened with Roe, which is a great baby name for the one you're going to be forced to have. Pretty soon, all the kids, and there will be so many of them, won't even know what the word abortion means. You'll have your son tugging on your maternity boyfriend jeans, being like, Mommy, Mommy, what's up abortion? And you'll have to be like, well, little Wade.
She leans over.
Abortions were these very common medical procedures that people had, but they didn't really talk about publicly. That is, until right-wing political strategists in the 1970s decided to make abortion a wedge issue to galvanize social conservatives into a brand new voting bloc called the Moral Majority, because they were mad that the Democratic government was threatening to take away their tax-exempt status for not integrating their private white Christian schools. And they thought that being anti-abortion might be more palatable than being racist. Those were the days, am I right?
She shakes her head. She clasps the mic and rocks from side to side.
Remember when people were afraid to be openly racist? Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Run along and play with your eight brothers, little Wade, while mommy starts this car in a sealed garage.
She turns around. She smiles and pulls up the straps of her sleeveless pantsuit. She pretends to cry.
I feel guilty not getting an abortion while I still have the chance. Sorry. Well, we still have the chance.
She touches her belly. She rubs her belly. She kisses her hand and touches her belly.
I feel guilty not getting an abortion while the two of us fully formed humans still have a chance. It feels like passing up free tickets to see the Rolling Stones. They might not be around in a month. They're very old. For 50 years, both abortions and Mick Jagger have been servicing women. And those days are numbered.
She shakes her head.
As I said, I'm 27 weeks pregnant, so I'm right on the cusp. In some states, abortion is totally legal. In others, I could walk into a bank and be like, nobody move.
She holds a finger gun to her belly.
Nobody move. I've got a hostage with more constitutional rights than me. Hand over the money.
She shrugs.
I know abortion is a sensitive topic, and if anything I say makes you uncomfortable, feel free to leave. I would never dare force you to do anything against your will. We all have different ideas about when life begins. My personal belief is that life begins at 40.
She flips her hair back.
So I hear. Or at least, like, when the fetus develops a voice, okay? And I don't mean, like, physically. I mean metaphorically, like a refined comedic voice. Like 28? 31? My personal belief, life begins at 40. Republicans believe life begins at rape. Oh, prove me wrong, please. I'm waiting for someone to prove me wrong. Tomato, tomato. Some are more moderate. Some believe abortion should be a private decision between a politician and his NRA lobbyist. Others, like Matt Gaetz, would be pro-abortion if instead of abortion we called it taking out a minor.
She looks up and nods.
Thank you. Thank you. But don't worry. Uteri. Is that what we call us now? Uteri? What do you call us now? Don't worry, wombs. You can still get an abortion in places like Texas. You just have to make sure that if you get caught, to tell them it was stand your ground.
She holds her palms out.
You'll get away with it. I'm at that age where a lot of my friends are having kids. Sorry, miscarriages.
She smiles and nods.
A lot of my friends are having miscarriages because they're cool. They spent their 20s traveling, taking improv classes. Zip, zap, zap. They waited to have kids, miscarriages, same thing, after 38. Girls have kids, bleh, boring. Women miscarry!
She pumps her arms in.
You guys are so scared.
She looks up.
You guys are so scared. What you need to realize is that everybody miscarries. That is a children's book that hasn't been written yet. Everybody miscarries. We just don't talk about it because you guys react like this. But while we're not talking about it, they are legislating it. They're criminalizing it. In Indiana, there is a law where they want women who miscarry to have to bury the goop. Yes, yes. And there's no word for the byproducts of conception, so let's just call it Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle brand.
She nods.
I don't know. We just have to talk about this stuff, but it's hard to talk about. It's hard for female comics to talk about our periods on stage, let alone one with an elbow.
She tilts her head.
Yeah, that's one of the worst jokes I ever wrote. There's one worse one coming up, but it was so funny for about 7 weeks. And then it died. You guys, what? That's the line? You have to laugh at that, because if you don't, you'll stress out the baby. And you'll make me miscarry. You guys. I didn't take my husband's last name. And it's... Yeah, thanks.
She shakes her head.
It's not because it's Epstein. I know that makes me sound anti-Semitic. If only I were anti-Semitic, you know, then I'd fill stadiums in America, but I'm not. I didn't take my husband's last name, but when we found out that we were pregnant, I know, that's so cheesy. When we found out we were pregnant, when we found out he was pregnant, when we found out he was pregnant, we decided to give the fetus a pet name before we even knew the sex. And naturally, that pet name was Jeffrey Epstein. I have a pregnancy app. Every week, they give me an update. They're like, Jeffrey Epstein's the size of a kumquat. We decided to name the fetus Jeffrey Epstein because I'm 39, high-risk pregnancy. If anything happened, we could always just say, you know, maybe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself.
She holds her arm out and grimaces.
And for the record, I don't think the real Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I think he had help. And I just wish whoever strangled him to death had made him go down on a woman his own age beforehand. Because that at least would have been torture. It's like the pedophile equivalent of waterboarding.
She looks up, smiles, and nods.
You know, if they had just gotten J.K. Rowling to, like, sit on his face. Do you know what I mean?
She holds her hand out, palm down.
Thank you. Thank you. That would have been justice.
She pumps her fist.
J.K. Rowling is actually not Epstein's age. She's a decade younger. She just looks old because she's transphobic. Yeah. And when you hate people for no reason, it gives you wrinkles.
She touches her face.
And in the rare occasion, 6 Netflix specials.
She winces. She looks coquettishly over her shoulder, then twists around.
What is that about? Maybe we know. Maybe it's very clear what that's about. I don't understand certain male comics and their transphobia. There is one group that I irrationally dislike, but unlike male comics who are transphobic, I don't secretly want to fuck male magicians.
She shakes her head.
I don't like male magicians. They're like incels who can't fix your laptop. There is one male magician I admire, and that is David Copperfield. Because it takes a lot of talent to make sexual assault allegations disappear. A lot of people don't know that David Copperfield allegedly drugged and sexually assaulted an underage model in 1988. Or did he? Poof!
She mimics a disappearing act, then smiles.
I don't get transphobia. I don't get transphobic policies. I do agree with GOP bathroom bills, though. Hear me out. I think we should have separate bathrooms for Republicans. It's a safety issue. I don't mean to sound parochial, but it comes down to personal safety. I don't feel physically safe in 2022 peeing next to women who still support that party. Just imagine you're in the bathroom. You're vulnerable. You're naked because you have a tendency to wear onesies.
She shimmies and shows off her pantsuit.
You're vulnerable. You're fully naked. You're peeing next to Susan Collins. Why do we even know who that is? And then, let's say, hypothetically, a sexual predator walks into the bathroom. What is she going to do? Put him on the Supreme Court? Scary to think about. It feels like the bad guys are winning, because they are. I can't even watch the news anymore. I've started watching sports instead. Just to remind myself that powerful men can lose. I never used to watch football prior to like 2020. I never watched football. So barbaric. The whole premise of the sport, someone hands you a ball and then a bunch of rapists chase you.
She looks over her shoulder.
But now, football is my guilty pleasure. I love watching football. 100% of the time, when you watch football, half of those men will lose. It's more than a game to me. It's about watching Tom Brady lose. Thank you. It's just not, you know, it's... I feel bad for so many Americans who are so angry and they've been conned into voting against their own self-interests. And I just feel bad for so many Americans who've been sucked down conspiracy theory rabbit holes like QAnon. And I can't even make fun of QAnon because it's not even the craziest conspiracy. Like JFK Jr. still being alive is way more credible than a pregnant virgin. Look, we made it through a whole Me Too movement. It's over now, we know that. But we made it through. We tried. But we made it through a whole Me Too movement. And no one called that shit out. Mary had Jesus when she was, what, 12?
She winces.
And people will argue, hey, they didn't live that long back in biblical times. All right, pedophile apologist. Abraham lived till 175.
She smiles wryly and holds her palms out.
I'm not saying God is a pedophile, because that would imply that God exists. But whoever wrote the New Testament, probably a woman, because we don't know her name. She didn't need to take credit for it. Whoever wrote the New Testament may be cool with kids getting impregnated. My point is, next Christmas, when you're opening your presents, unpack that.
She makes a small fist pump.
Are there any Republicans here? On that note, are there any Republicans here? By a show of hails. Republicans in my shows. I'm a blonde white lady. They just stumble in thinking I'm someone else.
She flutters her hands and nods.
If you're here, thank you for being here. We are still a democracy. If you don't, vote in the midterms. Thank you for not wooing. It's comforting to me that you feel shame.
She gives a thumbs up.
I never thought I would be nostalgic for an era in American history when white supremacists hid their faces. But here we are. So if you're here, thank you for being here. Come see me after. I'll buy you a drink. And if you're driving, I'll buy you 7. Because that's who you are. You are the drunk driver in American democracy. You might walk away from the accident, but so many of us won't. And I don't want to make fun of them, because it's not working. Doesn't help, we've learned. It doesn't help. I don't want to make fun of them. I just want to walk them off the ledge of fascism. Come back. Come back, guys. I want them to remember that there was a time when we all lived in a United States of America. A definitely fucked up United States of America that was definitely a work in progress, that still is definitely a work in progress, but we got a lot done for the benefit of so many. The polio vaccine was an American invention that people took. We got a guy on the moon. Or did we? Rules and regulations that made all of us safer. Seatbelts, safety latches, in trunks of cars. Stuff we don't even think about. But there was a time when every car in America didn't have a safety latch. And then one day, a woman by the name of Jeanette Fennell, nobody cares, she's not a Kardashian. Jeanette, 1995, San Francisco. Jeanette and her husband are held up at gunpoint. My friends in the UK have the cutest term for it. I think it's called like knife point, whatever. They were shoved into the trunk of their car, robbed, driven to a remote location, left for dead. Jeanette thinks they're gonna die. She's scrounging around the trunk. She finds a safety latch, miraculously. She lifts it, the trunk pops open, and they escape. And after she escaped, she thought every single car made in America needs to have a safety latch in the trunk so that this never happens to anyone ever again. So she lobbied the Democrats and the Republicans, and they listened to her because she wasn't alone in that trunk. There was a man with her.
She nods.
Yeah. And he almost died too.
She looks at her arm.
I just got chills. Just thinking about men dying, I got chills. You can see them. I got chills. Don't you see them? I have a man to corroborate it. He said I got chills, so believe him. I got chills. If Jeanette, that dirty little skank, had been alone in the trunk of some guy's car, people would have been like, what was she wearing? Bitch was asking for it. But because her husband was with her and could vouch for her, people believed her. It became a public health crisis. The Democrats and the Republicans worked together. And they were like, we gotta stop men from getting trapped in trunks of cars.
She sways and waves a fist back and forth.
So they put pressure on the very powerful automotive industry. And it worked. And as of 2002, every car made in America has a safety latch in the trunk. All thanks to...
She points at the audience.
Now, what's her last name? Is anyone? Yeah. TRL. TRL. You're too young for that. I think about Janelle, who gives a fuck, and her crowning achievement and bipartisan legislative victory, because that would never happen in 2022. If Jeanette tried to get safety latches in trunks of cars today, people would be like, so upset about it. We're so politicized and so polarized right now, people would be on Facebook being like, bleh, I don't want the government to tell me who I can and who I cannot trap in the trunk of my car. He definitely has COVID. You'd have people protesting outside of car dealerships being like, my auto body, my choice.
She points down. She rocks from side to side.
The future feels bleak. Remember, ladies, oh. Wombs. Remember when we thought the future was female? Remember when we thought the future was female? I still have my t-shirt. I used it the other day to clean up vomit. I don't think the future is female. I don't think we're gonna see a female president in America in our lifetime. We could. There is one way. If we all give Biden a second term. And then we wait 3 years. It's just how time works. Or if that doesn't happen, we could always weekend at Bernie's one in. Yes. Get a corpse of a woman. Just prop her up. Give the American people what they want, you know? America's got a type. It's dead, blonde. White women. We have an epidemic of femicide in our country. Our government doesn't keep track of the number of women murdered by men. But one woman started to. Her name is Dawn Wilcox. And in 2018, she found out that every single day in America, about 4.5 women are murdered by men.
She nods.
And I'm sure the other half isn't doing too well either.
She grimaces.
That's the worst joke in the show. That's the hardest, worst joke in the show. Thank you for laughing at that, you psychos. Thank you. I just can't think of women being murdered in fractions, you know, because then I just picture like a torso on the beach. 4.5? What about the other half? She's not doing great. What is the other half? Did she survive her attacker, but then is like dead inside and just a shell of herself with the life drained out of her eyes, trying to get it together every single day, but she can't? What's the other half? Is it like a woman who walked out of a botched magic trick? What's the other half? What's the other half? Is it a pregnant person? Is it a pregnant person? Apparently, one of the leading causes of death for pregnant people in America is homicide. I just found that out. It's because their partners kill them. It's the male version of abortion. You might not want this or be able to get it, but no one's stopping me. A couple years ago, a woman got murdered. She was getting into a car that she thought was her Uber, and it wasn't. It was just some random guy's car, and he killed her. And to this day, they don't have the motive. And I think about that all the time. And it makes me wonder, like, what percentage of men would murder a woman if you thought you could get away with it? If she just accidentally wandered into your car? I can't answer that, but maybe the men in here. Maybe you can. And if you're thinking, none of my friends would murder women, maybe that murders you.
She smiles and shrugs.
We have to laugh, otherwise we would just cry. There's a lot to cry about, but... And I just want you all to know, for the record, I love men. I love men. One of my best friends is a man.
She nods.
I love men. I'm half man on my dad's side. Just got it checked. I love men, and I think it's harder to be a man in America.
She raises her eyebrow and holds up a finger.
In 2022, than it is to be a woman. And I'm not just saying that to get on Joe Rogan's podcast. Hear me out. I think it's harder to be a man in America in 2022 than it is to be a woman, and here's why. Because you guys are so good at killing us, and yet we still live longer? What the fuck, you guys? How did that happen? Can't even do the one thing you're good at.
She shakes her head mockingly.
But it's not your fault. Men, it's not your fault. I feel like you don't believe me, so I want a Goodwill Hunting this moment. And I want all the men in here, just the men. I see you guys. I know you're not looking at me, but you're included. I want all the men in here, on the count of three, to say it's not my fault. Up here, too. Camera operators, you too. I want all the men in here to say it's not my fault. Okay? On the count of three. One, two, three.
She holds out her mic, then rolls her eyes.
Not my fault. Come on. Come on. That one lacked a little confidence. And men, I know how much you struggle with confidence. So I want you to try it again. And I want you to really own it this time, okay? Like you own everything else. On the count of three, just the men, on the count of three, it's not my fault.
She gives a thumbs up.
One, two, three! One more time. Be in tune with everyone else, okay? In general, I would appreciate the support, but I want us all to, you know, I want it to sound good for the taping. Okay. So, thank you. Thank you for your support. But just either, you can be quiet, actually. Why don't... We get the memo, and I appreciate you. But we are doing a taping, and we want it to sound, you know... But it's okay. Some people don't have that. You know, we all have... Anyway. All right. So, one more time. Except for you. One more time. I want all the men in here, no help, ladies, just the men, on the count of three to say, it's not my fault, okay? One, two, three. It's not your fault. Whose fault is it? Mom's.
She takes in the whole audience.
It's your mom's fault. It's your mom's fault.
She leans and nods.
It's mommy's fault. It's mommy. Mommy. Mommy did this to you. It's your mommy's fault. It's mom's fault because mommy tried to raise you to be a man in a world that she thought she knew. And now that world is changing and you don't know your place in it. So it's mom's fault. Who else's fault is it? Mine. I don't know why, but I read the comments. I don't know how to make you guys less angry and less destructive, but I think we gotta figure something out because we're running out of time. And I think one thing that might help is if you were a little more in touch with your emotions before they sprayed out of you in bullets or gave you a heart attack. And I think something that could help with that is if you cried a little bit more, like tonight, after this show. If the men in here go home, draw a warm bath, throw on some Pantera. I don't know what you listen to. Put on Rudy. I don't know. Scarface in Bruges. I don't know what makes you guys cry. And rub one out of your face.
She points at various men.
Jerk off your eyes.
She holds a finger to her eye.
Jizz out some tears.
She mimes masturbation and falling tears.
Ejaculate your emotions because you are killing us and you are killing each other. And it would be really cool if you could take it down a notch.
She holds two fingers an inch apart.
I'm just kidding. Pussies. These are just jokes, you fucking pussies.
These are just jokes, you fucking pussies.
Jenna laughs.
It's hard to talk about violence in America because it's everywhere right now. We're all so traumatized and terrorized. I can't believe any of you made it out of the house. There is one type of violence that nobody talks about, but it's connected to every other type of violence, and that is domestic violence. I think the PC term now is intimate partner violence because a lot of millennials don't own homes. And we have to talk about domestic violence, and we have to figure out a way to tackle domestic violence. Maybe not the right word choice. Choke the shit out of domestic violence. But how do we do that if the first responders to domestic violent incidents can't even recognize them? I think of the recent murder of Gabby Petito. If you don't know about Gabby's story, she was a beautiful, blonde, white woman whose smile could light up the room. They say that about all the dead white girls. It makes me not want to go to the dentist. Gabby's murder played out on social media, and the whole country watched it. And it brought up all these issues like our obsession with white women who go missing and who are murdered, missing white woman syndrome, as opposed to women who are not white, women who are indigenous, trans women who go missing and who are murdered at far higher rates. But it also brought up a lot of other issues. And if you don't know what happened, so Gabby disappeared in a very scenic part of Utah called Moab. I wish that wasn't my first takeaway, but it's like now my bucket list. It's so picturesque. It's beautiful. I was like, I didn't know Moab was so beautiful. Anyway, immediately the suspect is her. I don't want to call him her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. I don't want to call him her fiancé because I don't know where their relationship was at. But there should be a word for the guy who most likely kills the woman because it happens so often in our country. And that word should also be French. Let's call it Killer, whatever. So the one that got away, that guy, he's the suspect. And he kills her, we find out later. And before he killed her, there was an incident on the side of the road where law enforcement could have intervened and saved her, but they didn't do a good enough job at recognizing that she was in distress, that she was a victim of domestic violence. So the question becomes, how do we train law enforcement to recognize signs of domestic violence? Do you say, hey, officer, if you see a woman who looks at you the way your wife does, I'm not saying domestic violence is a problem among law enforcement. Maybe just like a requirement to gain entry into the academy. You know, because you can't use that gun on the street. A guy could get hurt. You got to practice pistol whipping people who love you. You guys can laugh at that. You guys can laugh at that. There are no cops in here. They would have had to have been vaccinated.
She bounces her eyebrows.
Want to tease the cops because it's a really hard, stressful job, and there are a lot of good cops out there. It would be great to hear from any of them. And as far as the bad apples, it's not their fault either. Right, guys? It's not their fault. Whose fault is it? Yes. Yes, you guys are getting it. If there's any takeaway from this show, it's that it's always the mom's fault. All moms are bastards. I'm just thinking about moms and moms of sons in particular, because, surprise, surprise, I'm having a boy. Woo, yeah, on the bright side, it means now I can drink.
She nods and makes the V sign.
Yeah. When people find out I'm having a boy, one of the first things they say is, good for you. America needs more boys raised by strong feminist women. It's a lot of pressure. I don't know how to raise a boy to be a good man in America in 2022. And I think it starts with accountability, holding bad actors and good actors like Kevin Spacey. Accountable!
She nods.
But I gotta say, the past few years have been pretty demoralizing. Watching so many men who've been accused of sexual misconduct or worse evade accountability, continue to thrive professionally, profit off of the goodwill other people have for them. As a woman, I find it infuriating. But
she rubs her belly.
As a mother of a son. I'm so fucking relieved. The sky is the limit for you, my little lady killer. He just kicked. You can be the biggest piece of shit on the planet and still end up president. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for coming out to the show. Get home safely and have a good night.
She waves and walks off stage.